In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I will read just three verses from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 4, verses from 14 to 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through in the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Glory be to God. Amen. I am very happy that your conference or your meetings about the, as you give the title, we are the body. But I ask myself, the body of whom? And in the picture, you have the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and varieties of people within him, and it is written many members and one body. We have, in fact, it is surely the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, when we want to speak about the body, we have to clarify who is the head of this body. And surely, it is very suitable that the body must be in harmony with the head. We can't imagine a person, his head Chinese and the body American, or the head is black and the body is white, and so on. Surely there is a harmony between the head and the body. Therefore, when we want to speak of this body, we have to speak of the head. And through the head, I know how can I be in harmony with this head. As we heard now in Hebrews chapter 4, the head is in heaven without sin, and he is the high priest. He is not weak. He intercedes by his blood to carry all of us and to bring them in the bosom of the Father. Therefore, I can imagine a normal person, his body is looking toward the east and his body is walking toward the west. On his body, his head is looking toward the heaven, and all the body is absorbed in the earthly things. Then if we want to speak of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, as families, or as persons, or as local churches, all the levels, as a person, my family, my local church, the Catholic or the Universal Church all over the world. We have to put in our mind that we are in harmony with this head. Who is this body? Who is this head? As we heard now, he is the Son of God. He is the incarnate, only begotten Son. I can be a member of the body. This body is, its head is the only begotten Son, and I am not child of God. Then the first thing we have to realize our situation or our position that we are children of God. This situation has its role, has its rights and responsibilities, and even, I can say, all my energies, all my talents, everything in my inner life and also outside are working together as a child of God. When I have any decision, the first question in my life, if the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head, is in my situation, what he will do? This is the answer is from this situation. I remember somebody when asked me, what will I go to this place or not? I said, I never give him an answer. It's not my role. Always I tell him, you are child of God, or you are a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. You take the answer from the Lord himself, the head. If he is in your situation, what the Lord Jesus Christ will do, then your action must be in harmony as the Lord himself will do. And this is very important. Even before going to your father in confession or to any person to ask him, you have to pray to the head and ask him, my Lord Jesus Christ, if you are in my situation, what you will do in this case? And what you will do, surely I will do. Regardless in my study, in my work, at my home, with my children, with foreigners, and my decision concerning to go to that place, to change my work, whatever. Even in my sleep, even in eating, drinking, in everything, I feel truly, in every moment of my life, I am working not by rules, I have to do so and so and so and so. I am a child of God. My head is the only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't have any action contrary to the action of my head, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the first thing to remember always, that we are the members of the incarnate only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I am proud of my situation. I never be depressed. I never be belittled, even myself, because I have my Lord Jesus Christ within me and my relation with him, not just when I go to the church or even to enter in my private room to pray. All the day and night, even while I am sleeping, I with my Lord Jesus Christ, and there is a secret or mysterious connection or link between God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the body, and me as a member of the body, the member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't imagine even my finger, any finger of my hand or my feet, work regardless of the head. Surely everything is arranged or had a connection between all the members, whatever these members, and with the head. Therefore, I have to put within me that I have to work in the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is the Lord Jesus Christ? The Lord Jesus Christ, as we heard in chapter 4 of the Hebrews, is the high priest who is in heaven. Then when I ask you, where you are now. Are you in Sydney? The answer, I am in heaven with my Lord Jesus Christ. You can't imagine my head is in the United States and my feet in Australia. Can you imagine that? I can't imagine my head in heaven and I am here in this world. Surely, physically, I am here, but within myself, my heart is lifted up to Him. In the liturgy, when you hear the words, where you are, or lift up your heart, the answer, we are with the Lord. We are in heaven. I am not in Australia, or in Sydney, or in the United States, or in Egypt. I am in heaven. And all my life, even my emotions, my senses, all my energies are directed and guided through the heavenly attitude. And I practice, as St. Paul said, that he said, in the heavenly atmosphere. And he worked and he preached and all his life were directed at a person whose heart in fact was in heaven. Therefore, when we are with, even in our relation, in the church or at home, we have to remember that we are children of God. I remember once I visited a person in Alexandria. This person didn't marry and he devoted all his life to the Lord. He was very old. And when I visited him, he was weeping. It is in 1960s. I asked him, "Why you are weeping?" At that time, I was very young. He was old. He like looks like my father. And I said, "Why you are weeping?" He said, "Oh, my sister was upset because she put £5 on the table and the wind threw it and it has been lost. And she is upset. I am weeping." She is not upset, for thousands of souls are perished and destroyed and taken away from God. And she is upset for the £5. How is it? He couldn't imagine any person be upset for earthly things, whatever the things. But he believed that he is the member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. He hoped the whole world be in the hands of the Heavenly One. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the High Priest, intercede on all of them or for on behalf of all of them, so that they may enjoy the heavenly glory. What about our feelings? I feel shy as a priest. Sometimes I am involved. What about the projects of the church? What about some problems in the church? It is not my job. My job, not as a priest only, but as a Christian person, that I hope all the whole world be in the hands of God and enjoy the heavenly glory with the Lord Jesus Christ, prepares for every one of us. How many husbands, when they pray for the salvation of their wives, even when they lift up their hearts, even in their will. How many wives, truly the first thing in their life, they wanted their husbands to be with them in the Lord Jesus Christ. How many parents are involved in the salvation of their children, not only to take care of their future, their financial or education and so on. Therefore, everyone has to put that in his mind, that truly we end all our will, in all our energies, in all our thoughts, we are looking to heaven, and we feel our hearts, our minds, all the inner feelings is in heaven itself. The Lord Jesus Christ, at the head, he said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd sacrificed himself on behalf of the sheep. We are the members of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are we truly good shepherd? I say, I am not a priest. I am not a monk or nun. I am alone. Whatever. My head is the good shepherd who is in heaven. And even the laymen, not only clergy, have this responsibility to be good shepherds in the Lord Jesus Christ. Saint John Chrysostom used to say to the people, you are the bishop. He used to say, I can enter in a primary school to speak with the children concerning their salvation. But children have the opportunity to attract their friends to Christ. I can't enter into every house and to speak with every lady about or in markets and to speak with them concerning Christ. But the ladies can work with the ladies more than me. The young people can attract young people more than me. Therefore, you are the bishop. He felt that he is just the leader who directed everyone to work. But in fact, they have to work on behalf of the salvation of their friends, neighbors, relatives, and those who surrounded them. And we pray every day on behalf of the whole world. Saint John Chrysostom, while he was a deacon, he always remembered when he prays on behalf of the bishop, and he asked the people to pray on behalf of the bishop, of the priests, of laymen, and also on behalf of the whole world. Therefore, while he practicing the liturgy, his heart is in fact open to embrace the whole world within him. When we say our Father who art in heaven, I never say, my Father who art in heaven. You are the Father of the whole world, and we hope all mankind become your children and enjoy your fatherhood and practice the divine fatherhood. And truly, they feel that our head is the good shepherd. Our head also is the Word of God. The incarnate Word of God and the incarnate wisdom of God. As Saint Paul used to say about Jesus Christ, he is the Word of God, he is the power of God, he is the wisdom of God. That's reading. Word of God, power of God, wisdom of God. When I say, I am very weak, I am a human being, in fact, we insult our head. Can you imagine your head is healthy and full of joy while your legs are suffering? Never. When the legs are suffering, the head also complains. If the Lord Jesus Christ is the power of God and he is the wisdom of God and he is the Word of God, then in him we enjoy the Word of God. We reveal the gospel to everyone, not by words only, but by our joy in him, our peace in him, our chastity and purity in him. Therefore, we reveal the strength of God, the wisdom of God, the word of God to all who deal with us. We are in need when we speak about ourselves, and we are the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, not to be in contrast with Him, but in harmony with Him. When we ask Him, who you are, what did He answer? I am the way. You are the way? Yes. You can't pass to the bosom of the Father unless within me. I am the first of the way, I am the end of the way. I carry you when you start with me. I carry you all the way. I pass to the end, and you will be within me because I am the end. Therefore, my life, in fact, is a very joyful trip from this world to the world to come. I never complain, oh, what about the circumstances of my work, my family, my church? There are lot of problems everywhere. I don't care about these problems. I am in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am secure. I am in safety. I am in Him, and He has the power to lift me up by His Holy Spirit and to grant me to be very joyful in my life. I feel my life is a very joyful life, regardless all the circumstances. My life is a very joyful trip. I feel sometimes that I am in grief when we mix each other in depression. Oh, there are many problems. Life became very hard. The new generation is so and so. Why we complain? I am in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a member of His body. Therefore, I have to preach to others by my inner feel, my inner joy, peace, and so on. Always I look to the world through the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, not through my eyes. The Lord, St. Paul used to say, we have the mind of Christ. What is the meaning of the mind of Christ? That even in my thinking, I think through Him. The Lord Jesus Christ, as we heard, He is the power of God. He is the wisdom of God. He is the word of God. He is the way. Therefore, through His mind, I can bear this word joyfully. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. Why we complain? When I read the Bible and said, I can't understand. I am the truth. This is the words of the Lord. Then I lift up my heart and ask Him, can you reveal yourself to me? I want to see you behind every verse of this Bible. I want to have the experience of the fellowship with you when I read the Bible. I am not reading the Bible just to memorize some verses, or to know a lot of stories, or to keep many commands. Never. I am reading the Bible because your Bible is a paradise, and you are in the paradise. When I read the Bible, I feel all my life as if it is in heaven, and I have the Heavenly One within me. I am the life, as He said, and the resurrection, as He said to Martha and Mary. Without Him, I die. In Him, I am alive. And the life is not from outside. It is within me because my Lord is within me. I am alive. And always, I am not complain of my energy. Perhaps I can say the body is very weak, but the spirit very strong love.
To know the body, perhaps I can do anything. And the Lord Jesus Christ, as St. Paul used to say, that He strengthened him and he can do everything, because our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of impossibility. Nothing is impossible for me, not because I am strong, but because I have my Lord who strengthened me. The Lord Jesus Christ, in fact, says, I am the door. He is the groom. He is the heavenly bread or the bread, which descends from heaven. He is the first and the end. He is the light. He is the treasury of every blessing. These, in fact, are some of the titles of the Lord Jesus Christ. He grants me to be satisfied. I am not in need of anything. He satisfies everything to me. Therefore, as I am a member of His body, also I share with Him, or I share Him many things. I am not in lack. I am in need to be modest, okay. When I am in fellowship of the Lord, I will be modest in Him. I am in need to be pure. There is no way to be pure unless I am in fellowship and I am united in the Lord Jesus Christ, the founder of purity. Remember always that you are the member of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't complain that you are in need of anything. When you feel you are in need, it means you are outside the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a story, always I remember it, of Saint Apollos. Saint Apollos, or Apollos, the abbot of the monastery in Ansana, Malawi, in Upper Egypt. When Saint Jerome visited this monastery, he noticed the god of the monastery was rejoicing, and he welcomed him, and he was full of joy. He said, "Do you know me?" He said to him, "No." "Why are you rejoicing?" He said, "This is our method of way. We are always rejoicing." When he was admitted to the guest house of the monastery, he noticed all those who were in the guest house were rejoicing. When he started to enter in the monastery, all the monks were rejoicing. Then he asked one of them, "Today is the feast, one of the feasts?" He said, "No." He said, "Why all of you are rejoicing?" He said, "Oh, our father, the abbot of the monastery, used to bath and to walk in the path of the monastery. When he found any person who is in grief, he used to ask him, 'Are you Christian?' He says, 'I am a monk.' He says, 'I ask you, are you Christian?' He says, 'Surely.' He said, 'Do you believe Christ is in your heart?' He says, 'Surely.' He said, 'If Christ is in your heart, are you happy or unhappy?' If you are unhappy, it means Christ is outside you. You haven't Christ in your heart. Therefore, Christ satisfies all our needs. Also, the Lord Jesus Christ, our head, as it is written in the first epistle of Saint John, God is love. When we have any kind of hatred, and we haven't love towards all men, even the enemies, therefore we are far away from the Lord. We love them because we have Christ within us. He is love. The Lord Jesus Christ also is called
the hand of the Father, and also the ear of the Father. When we say, oh God, incline your ears and hear me, it means may the Lord Jesus Christ come and hear my voice. Then the Lord is the hand and the ear of the Father. What does it mean? Therefore, I am not afraid of anything because I am in the Lord. I am in His hands. He protects me. Sin or Satan or the love of the world, nothing can interfere in my life because I am in His hands. He always hears the voice of my heart. He alone can understand what is in my heart. He hears what my father or my mother or my friends cannot hear. And He shares me my feelings. And He alone grants me all what I am in need according to His will. The last thing the Lord Jesus Christ also called the vine, as you wrote here in the pamphlet, and we are the branches. Without Him, we haven't any fruit. In Him, we have the spiritual fruits. The Lord Jesus Christ, also the light. We can't live in darkness. When we are in Him, we are in the divine light. I hope all of us remember that we are in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are the members of His body. Therefore, we are truly blessed persons in the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Amen.